Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day you maketh as we ascend up into the living doorway, as we step into the throne of grace, as we step in through the door upon the carpet of red, we come boldly to the throne, sanctified, holy, spirit, soul, and body. Sanctified, holy, spirit, soul, and body. We surrender. We surrender. We let go. We release and surrender. We surrender all things to you. We surrender all things. Every burden. We surrender all things. We come down into the Jordan, past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, past the heart. We stand with you here in the deep, where our high priest, you are our high priest today. We stand with you, our high priest. Today, the winnowing fork is in your hand, the two-edged sword in your hand. We see the separation now as you are separating spirit, soul, and body. You're the only one qualified to do this. You are the separator of darkness from the light. As the winnowing fork is in your hand, you are now separating chaff, separating the old wineskin, separating the flesh, separating the darkness, separating the strongholds, separating the trigger mechanisms, separating all things that are former, separating the former day, separating now reproach as we see the waters are rolling back, separating the reproach of the wilderness, separating the reproach of Egypt, separating the reproach all the way back as the waters rolled back to the city of Adam, the signification that this separation rolls all the way back to the very umbilical cord to which we were born. Today, the axe is laid to the root of the law and the cords of sin and death. Today, the axe is laid to the root of every stronghold that was built from that cord, from that law. Bring that up, Chris, please. Background. The cords severed, 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 severed. We loose the cords. We loose the chains. The law of sin and death and every generational curse associated with it. We sever the curse. We sever the cords. We break agreement with it. We break agreement with every curse associated with that law from that umbilical cord. Every family curse we sever, from the sickness in our body to dysfunction of the soul. We sever that cord. We break it today. We break the agreement. We break covenant. We break the mindset agreement. No more shall we agree. We break and loose by way of the keys of the kingdom. We loose every operation, every cord, every chain, every tie, the weight of the bondage. We loose. You have not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have given us the spirit of adoption. No more of thy name shall be seen are sown again into our life, into our body, into our soul, into our spirit, into our emotional faculties, or into our mind, or into our family, or into our generations. You are cut off today. Stamped out. Cut off and stamped out. Sin has no dominion over us. We are no longer under the system of it. today, it's cut off. You see, sometimes you got to be forceful in getting that released and loose. You speak and you see. Today we see the old man is now crucified. We see the old man now is a frail, withering being. Every tree, every root we command to be plucked up and the root systems to dry up. Today we see the old man is buried with you in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. No more of your name can be seen. Now I command you to lay down. Be thou loosed and laid down. I like to see myself standing in a position over and the old man laying down into a grave or into a chest. I see that old man laying down into a coffin. You are buried this day. Your right to exist is severed and broken. Today, we shut the door. Today, we drive the sword of truth. Today, we release into this abyss, into this sea. We loose and release no more as you separate, Lord, as far as see it moving away from you. See the separation of the darkness. You separate, utilize the ability to see while you say. You need to see and say, we see the separation as far as the east is from the west. Now, the Lord's want me to say this. Sometimes you'll have stubborn areas that don't want to relent. And it takes time to keep coming back at it. Every day, come back at it. Every day, but they will start loosing the grip. And today, now we stand before you as a new creation. Old things have passed away. Today, we take the wings of the eagle out of this Jordan. You lift us out upon the wings of the eagle. You lift us into the throne of grace, where the waters flow out from the right side. A river of water, clean, pure, crystal waters. Today you wash our bodies with pure water. You wash our soul with the water of your word. You wash our mind. You wash our spirit. You wash every part of our being. Sometimes I see a waterfall. Sometimes it's clear as crystal. Sometimes it's white like white liquid glory. Today, the liquid glory of white covering us. Today, the crystal waters washing us clean. Be you clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Sometimes you'll feel the cleansing virtue moving through your soul. Not just being poured upon you, but the waters moving through you, washing the interior realms of the heart, washing the interior realms of the soul, washing the body, cleansing today as we stand before your throne, prepared to ascend into the hill of the Lord. Now, I'll usually spend a great deal of time here because of the importance of it, but I'm going to move through. Today we move into the righteousness of God. We move into the exceeding great shield. We move into the realm that we are found in you. We step into the courts. We're holy and without blame before you, justified freely by your grace, justified by the blood, abundantly pardoned. Today we are justified. I am. We are the righteousness of God. Say that I am. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We wear the clean robe. We put on the robe of glory. We put on the grace. We put on the freedom. We put on the liberty. We put on the blessing. Today, as we move up on the wings of the eagle, I'm going to move on up today. I want our focus to be Jericho as we move up into the realm of the Father of lights. good noonday to you, Father. Good morning, Abba. Abba, Abba, you are the Father of our spirit. You clothe us in love. You clothe us in laughter. You clothe us in wholeness. You clothe us in strength. You clothe us in might. Every good gift is coming out from you today. Every perfect gift is emanating out from you today. Clothe today in the glory. Clothe today in your love, in your wholeness, in dunamis, creative power. I feel your strength today. I feel the might today. I see the tree of life, and we receive of all the fruits of the tree of life, glory and grace, strength and might, freedom and liberty. Oh, we receive today joy and pleasure. We receive today wisdom and discernment. We receive today freedom and liberty. We receive today of the leaves of the tree of the healing of the nations, the glorious leaves and the medicine of the nations pouring over our body, fusing our body, moving through our body. We receive the divine life as we are partakers of the divine life, the divine nature. We receive health to our bones, marrow. We receive the life into the marrow of our bones as the leaves of the tree is ministering life to us today, grace to us today, medicine to us today. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of our bodies. All infirmity is severed. All infirmity is broken. All infirmity is cut off. Today, you raise an impenetrable shield of grace, an impenetrable shield as the medicine of the nations and the glory of your shield surrounds us today, fills us today, overshadow us today. Today, we are the blessed of the Lord. Blessed as we stand before you, Father. Now, from this point is where we're going to start mounting up. Lord, Father, you are he that was and is to come. And today we mount up just in the same way the Lord Jesus was raised in glory and honor. We ascend the steps of Zion now to come up into the realm of the crown. You come out to meet us with the vestures of royalty. You come out to meet us with the vestures of honor. We put on the honor of heaven. See the robe of honor. We put aside all reproaches. We wear the honor. We wear the glory. You have raised us today as joint heirs. Say, I am a joint heir. Today I receive honor. Today I wear honor. Today I wear honor and glory. We put on the glory. We put on the vestures of joint heirship. We put on the dominion. Today you have given us your kings, our heart's desire. And you have not withheld in the request of our lips. For here you come out to meet us with a blessing of goodness. We receive the goodness. You come out to meet us with a blessing of goodness. To set the crown of pure gold upon our head. You set the crown of the seven spirits of God upon us. You set the crown of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience upon us. You set the crown of the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. I feel the crown surrounding me now. I feel the atmosphere of dominion. I feel the atmosphere of omnipresent omniscience. I feel the atmosphere of the perfected dominion as you set the inheritances upon me, the seven inheritances of power, dunamis power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. I receive, we receive. Now, everyone said, I receive See it. Feel it coming around you. Feel the inheritances surround you. Feel the honor. Feel the glory. Feel the dominion. You maketh me to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have raised us up into the joint heirship of honor and glory. And today you make us to have dominion. You feel the dominion. Feel the exceeding shield surrounding you now. Feel the exceeding grace surrounding you. Everyone say, Father, I feel. Like move your hands in a circle. I feel the encompassing of the crown. I feel the encompassing of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience. I want you to say that I feel the encompassing of the seven horns of dominion. I feel the encompassing of the seven spirits of God. I'm encompassed. I'm clothed. Everyone say, I'm filled. I feel the dominion. You maketh me to have dominion. I feel the authority. Exousia authority. I'm standing today at the right hand of dunamis power. I feel dunamis coming around me. I feel the glory surrounding me. I feel dunamis filling, surrounding, encompassing. I feel the atmosphere of victory. Everyone move your hand in a circle. I feel. Say, I feel. Say it loud. I feel the atmosphere of victory. I feel the victory. I am more than an overcomer in Christ. I can this day do all things through Christ. I'm ready to march. I'm ready to descend. I'm ready to administrate faith. So today, from the position of the high place, from the position of aerial view, we sat the circle around the Father's house. We see the circle around the Father's house. We are encompassing our city now. We're encompassing our land now. We're encompassing our house now. I see today the armed forces of the angelic authorities of heaven, the chariots of fire and the horsemen thereof. I see the warriors and the breakers that have gone out in front of us. I see now that is a wall of fire, a cylinder of fire, ministering flames of fire that surround the house, flames of fire that are surrounding our house. Today I see the crown setting down as the seven spirits of God is marking the territory of the Father's house. As the seven spirits of God is marking the territory, I see now as we come down to stand in the midst of our Jericho land. We are already, this is our land. This is our promised land. We stand and we see now the angels ascending and descending. Jacob's ladder has been assembled within the inheritance, within the cylinder. Angels of glory ascending and descending. We can now ascend and descend freely. I see all second heaven interferences collapse this day. I see this day that the angelic hosts are dismantling darkness and dismantling infirmities and dismantling disunity and dismantling control and dismantling the religious spirit and dismantling the curse and dismantling poverty, debt, lack, need, and destruction, and dismantling heaviness, oppression, dismantling depression, the dismantling of death and unbelief. I see them throwing them out as we now move up to the top of the ladder again. We stand from that elevated position today, Father. The crown has been set. The angels are active today. You are the glory in our midst. You're the glory is the crown is already set. Now here cometh the ark on the wings of a cherubim. I and my Father will make our abode with you. Today, as we stand in the midst of the ark, we stand in the elevated position now according to the word of the Lord, the word of instruction, the word of the Lord this day. Father, we ask first that you are now present with us. We ask for the release of innumerable company of angels of restoration for the express purpose of restoring the years the cankerworm have eaten, restoring the years the locusts have eaten. We ask for the angels of restoration to restore our health, for the restoration of our body, restore, turning back the days, turning back our youth, rolling back the reproach of age, the reproach of infirmity, the reproach of the curse of heaviness and weariness, the reproach of depression, stress that is upon our bodies, for the restoration of our bodies to divine life. We ask for the innumerable company of angels to be released for the restoration of our financial state, to move out debt, poverty, lack, need, and distraction, and dismantle it from this house, and dismantle it from the families, and dismantle it. Today, the release of the innumerable company of angels for the dismantling of every curse and the restoration of the divine life of heaven, the restoration of the divine glory of heaven, the restoration of the Father's face to shine upon. Today we decree the release of the angels. We decree the release of the restoration. As I hear heaven say, restore, restore, restore the years, restore the years. For the light of the moon city Jericho shall become the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be as 7 days of light when you bindeth up the breach of your people and restore the stroke of the wound. Restore the strokes of the wounds. Restore the stroke of the warfare. Restore the stroke of the storms. Restore clearing out the darkness. Clearing out the doubt, the unbelief. Clearing out the reproach of the former years, the reproach of the shortcomings, the reproach of the failures, the reproach of sin, clearing out the reproach of all the former days, clearing out the land, clearing out the foundations. I see a river. They're bringing a river, washing the foundations. Washing the foundations white as snow, moving out all the reproach of every negative spoken word over this house, every sword, every dart, every spear, every assignment, every self-imposed assignments, every enemy imposed assignments, restoring, washing away the reproach, washing away the remembrance, washing away all, loosing the past, washing the remembrance of every former thing out, as your glory now is in our midst. I stand in this house. And I stand in this house and receive the ark of your glory. I receive the blessing. I receive the glory. I receive the light of the new day, the light of the sun that will become bright as 7 days of light, brighter than 7 days put together, the full perfected light, the perfected wisdom, the perfected omniscience, the perfected dominion, the perfected inheritance. I decree that every inheritance of the crown suddenly begin operation. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. I decree every mountain to be thou moved. I command every fallen tree to be plucked and wither and die. I decree all doubt and unbelief to be removed from this house. I command every foul religious spirit to be moved from this house. I decree every former remembrance washed away. For thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth. In heaven, there is no remembrance of the former day. In heaven, it's been cleaned out. In heaven, it's forgotten. And heaven said, the sin and iniquities of the former day I remember no more. Behold, I set before you a new day. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I release newness of spirit. I release newness of life. I decree life, increase, multiplication, salvation. A house of salvation, a house of continuous worship, a house of deliverance, a house of intercession, a house of divine healing, creative miracles, a house of benevolence, a house of discipleship, a media house breaking forth, a lighthouse to the nations. I speak a new day in this house. Let the balm of Gilead move through the house, repairing the breach, repairing the souls, repairing the hearts. The balm of Gilead moving through every curse, every chain, every cord, every tie that belonged to the former day. Loosed! Loose! Snap, 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 snap! Break, 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 break! It is a new day of restoration. Now today, by faith, as I move back up this ladder, as I stand over my home, that everything I speak over my home, that each and every person in this house and the sound of my voice, as they stand over their home, that everything that is spoken over every home that pertaineth. As we stand over the house today of Halperin Creek. As we stand over the houses today, we set the encompassing circle. We see the ministering angels flooding in warriors, breakers, angels of deliverance, the sweeper angels. I see angels that have some type of sweeping element in their hand. They're sweepers. They're cleansing, sweeping the house, sweeping the foundation, sweeping out, sweeping out, sweeping out all things. I see a multitude of angels flooding our homes. I see today the crown coming down. Set over our house the crown of glory and honor, the crown of dunamis power. Suddenly the administration of dunamis is in our house, the administration of riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing, a house of heaven. I see today the crown circling now. It's moving. The angels moving the crown in a circular motion. Seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience moving. Seven horns of omnipotent dominion moving. Seven torches burning, moving. Over our house, suddenly I see the blessing as the angelic host are descending and ascending messenger angels. Oh, I see even angels of encounter they will encounter as suddenly the house is now under the domain of heaven. I see the swirlings of God around the house. I see the glory of God around the house. Suddenly the blessing of generational inheritance is coming down over the house. Suddenly the angels that administrate generational inheritance, encountering the children, encountering the sons, encountering the daughters, encountering Carson, encountering us. Suddenly an atmosphere of liberty, freedom, conviction is all around. Suddenly all darkness is being dismantled. All things are being dismantled. A new day of restoration. Our homes are restored into the light. The praises of God's people are in it. We're worshiping God with all of our might. Suddenly I stand over the ladder. When you move to, fro, up and down freely. Today, according to your word, Father, I ask for the release of a multitude, innumerable company of angels, of restoration, to restore the years that the enemy stole from us, that stole from our children, that stole financially, that stole from our health, that stole from our joy, that stole from our unity. Today, let the angels flood the house. Let there be restoration. Binding up the breach, healing the stroke of the wound, restoring the paths that dwell in. Restore of the breach, the restoring every breach is suddenly mended. Every open door suddenly closed. All the breaches are being filled in. Angels restoring the breach. Angels restoring the open doors of the enemy. Angels now canceling the assignments, restoring where the enemy was coming in. Restoring the paths that dwell in. Restoring the dwelling places. Restoring our bodies is all reproach. Is suddenly our bodies are rolling in him that was, rolling back, rolling out reproach, rolling out heaviness, rolling out stress, rolling out age, spot, wrinkle, scar, rolling out all things that belong to the former days, rolling it completely out. Standing in the light of a new day of restoration. Standing in the light of freedom and liberty. Restoring the financial paths. The thief has been found out. The thief has been located. The thief has been seen. The thief has been discovered. Now you will restore sevenfold. You will give up sevenfold and more for all that you stole. You have been driven out. The sevenfold restoration as the angels of restoration are restoring the financial estate of the Abbasin households. Restoring our health. Restoring our joy. Joy now comes in the morning. It's a new day. Joy is now come. Restoring the joy of our salvation. Restoring the joy. Restoring marriages. Restoring children. Restoring us to the God-ordained purpose, plan. Restoring the repairers of the breach. Restoring the years the cankerworm ate from us while we passed through the wilderness. You will now restore the years. All years are restored that the enemy stole. Every year that the cankerworm ate from us is now being restored. To us you have sworn that in blessing you bless. And in multiplying you multiply. Multiply the angelic host of heaven. Multiply the inheritance of Christ. Multiply the blessing of generational inheritance through our homes. In the glorious name of Jesus. Whoa! Glory! Glory! And say glory! Glory! Freedom and liberty. Health and wholeness, blessing and honor, restoring our families to a position of honor, removing all reproach from our household. It's a new day. Everyone say it's a new day. Woo! How many of you feel authority? You start doing that, you're going to see things change. You're going to see things change. Woo! You're going to see the glory Say the glory. Oh, the glory. Oh, it's a new day for this house. It's a new day. Things are going to roll now. The thief has been found out. Amen. Praise God. It's a good day. Yeah, just give me 1143.
So last night I had a dream really early this morning. And in this dream, I was on a train and there was this man, but he was a spirit. And everywhere I went, he kept following me. And the Lord was the engineer of this train. And when I went up to sit by the engineer, the spirit left. Because I turned and looked at him and sat by the Father at his right hand. And as I sat by his right hand, that spirit left and he went, "Aw, man." And he left.
Praise God. See, they can't go there. And then when you come back with authority and dominion, and you can drive them out here. And this is the model God is building, and we are his chess pieces right now. And we have to win. Our faith must prevail into a new day. And then he will bring nations to follow in to this model that he's building, this glorious. See, Moses had a day and he received the designs of the house. David had a day and he received the designs of the house. This is the designs of the last day house. And we're going to be able to give ourselves fully to it, because he's going to so bless us and so release us from the ways of the world that we'll have so much time to serve him and such bountifulness to serve him with, that the world will have no pull upon us. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a new day. Thank you, Father.